Jay, and I'm here at Democrat Hot Springs with Oscar Whittington, who is a Kern County resident for a long, long time, and he has a great place up here. It's kind of a hideaway. You can get away from everything and enjoy a lot of good scenery and good food and relaxation. And just heard their band play and had a lot of fun jamming with them. And I wanted to ask Oscar a little bit about his background and let him relate to us what some of the things he remembers about Kern County and the early music, the early country western music that he remembers. Oscar, where were you raised?
Well, that's a question that up until I was 16 years old, I was raised in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And then we lived in Wyoming for a while. And those poor folks, we kind of had to move around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but after, I was 16, I think it was, when we came to Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here in Kern County ever since, except for going out on the road with different bands and what have you.
Right. Well, how did you first become interested in music?
Well, back home in Oklahoma, you know, this is before television. All we had was just the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Wells, I just couldn't wait to hear his noon program.
Wow.
When he was in Tulsa. And I got very interested in that type of music, the western
mm-hmm.
swing bit.
He has really turned on a lot of people musically, hasn't
mm-hmm.
he?
He has. My dad was an old-time hoedown type fiddle player,
mm-hmm.
and a very good one.
Yeah, Oklahoma is full of those good fiddlers,
oh,
I know.
Oh, gosh, really.
Yeah. Well, did you first start playing the fiddle then? Was that your first instrument?
Yes, it was my first instrument. And there's a little story behind it. Dad had a fiddle, and I played that, and Mr. McLean, our neighbor, he had a fiddle, and I really liked it. He had this here fiddle and the bow, but he didn't have no case for it. But anyway, he won $6 for this fiddle and bow, and he told me if I picked $6 worth of cotton for him,
wow.
that he'd give me the fiddle. And I thought I never would get $6 worth of cotton pick, but I finally did it.
Did you put rocks in the bottom of the sack?
Well, not really. You know, they raised us to be a little bit honest and says, hey, if Dad had caught me, he'd have tanned my hide pretty good.
Yeah.
But anyway, I finally got the fiddle, and that was my first fiddle. I didn't have a case for it, but Mama ordered some stuff from Montgomery Ward's, and some of the stuff come in a box just exactly the right length and width for this fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
So I made me a fiddle case out of it, but it was too short for the bow.
Oh, dear.
So I cut a hole in the end of the box,
oh.
and the bow stuck out, you see.
Well, that served its purpose anyway. So your daddy played. Did he teach you?
Well, he taught me my first tune, Mama Likes Little Shortening. How's it go? Mama Likes Shortening Bread?
Yeah.
You know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's the first
shortening
tune he taught me. Shortening
yeah.
Bread.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then how about the other instruments? I noticed you played mandolin tonight, and you probably play guitar.
Yeah, well, the mandolin came later.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, you're playing a five-string fiddle now,
yeah.
I think, all the way. And this is a five-string mandolin
mm-hmm.
I'm playing. It's like the fiddle.
So, I haven't seen one of those. Well, I guess yeah. I did tonight. I didn't realize that was five-string. That's cool.
I enjoy playing with a mandolin. It's kind of like a toy to me. I haven't been playing it too long. And,
it's a nice sound. Mm-hmm. Do you play guitar too? Have you done like backup
not,
work or
not to speak of?
You stick with the fiddle primarily.
Pretty much stick with the fiddle.
Yeah. If you get turned on to fiddle music, it's hard to turn to anything else
mm-hmm.
really. Well, you came to Bakersfield when you were Kern County when you were 16, and what was the musical scene here? What was going on musically?
Well, Bakersfield at that time. Really, as far as country music is concerned, to me, it was mostly beer joints. And, well, I don't
mm-hmm.
like to say dives because there's a lot of good, decent beer joints, you know.
Right.
But anyway, that's where most of the country boys were playing.
And dance halls? Were the dance halls?
Yeah. Then? Yeah, they had Beardsley Ballroom
mm-hmm.
that was going then. And then we had the one on Stein Road. I'm trying to remember the... The barn on Stein Road,
mm-hmm.
and they were going then, and they were booking in the main bands. And I remember when they Bob Wells in at Beardsley, I could hardly wait to get out there. It's the first place I seen Bob Wells, and mm-hmm. always loved his music. And everybody that walked in, I'd want to know, was that Bob Wells? All these musicians, I didn't know who Bob Wells was. But we had a lot of good times, and of course, Spade Cooley was going mm-hmm. strong then. And
did he come also to Bakersfield?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who were? Can you think of some of the other people who came? Big names like that, or were there very many that
well,
came to the ballrooms?
Yeah, well, over a period of time. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had Lefty Frizzell and all the guys, the main guys that mm-hmm. booked in Bakersfield, and Hank Williams. And, well, just about all of them. Cool. I couldn't think of any of the main bands then that wasn't booked in uh-huh. here in Bakersfield.
And so did you hear them a lot? Did you go to them all the time? Or were you busy working yourself?
Well, a good part of the time, I was in the house band. Ballrooms, and then they'd book them in, you know, yeah. and might have a double band deal. Of course, Bob Wells never did do that, because when he played a dance, well, he played the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. But a lot of times, like they'd book a guy in, he didn't have a backup band, well, we'd back him up.
Yeah.
And
so that was, you got to meet a lot of the name,
yes,
name people then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've met a lot of them, and it's just really been interesting to me to see more or less how the whole scene has changed, you
uh-huh.
know. I don't believe anything can ever stand still.
Right.
You know, it's got to be a constant change, and the trend that country music has taken
uh-huh.
is very interesting to me, too, because uh-huh. I hear some of the bands now, which, well, what they call modern country,
uh-huh.
if you put them in back then, they'd have been booed out of town. It wouldn't have
right.
been country at all.
Right.
You know?
But Bakersfield is pretty, it's a country place, wouldn't you say? The majority of people like country music, and they were, way back then, they went to the ballrooms, and wasn't that?
Yes, Bakersfield has always been known for its, I'll say, country roots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Oklahoman, Texas, people out of the Midwest that
yeah.
like that type of music, a lot of them settled in Bakersfield. And, of course, now then, the kids, you know, they have came along, and Dad and Ma's from Oklahoma, but they're not, and
yeah.
I think that's where the scene changes
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Second generation.
Yeah, the second generation, they are probably going for a little bit more modern style country sound.
Right. Well, a lot of people, Bakersfield is really well known, of course, because of Buck Owens and Merle Haggard,
mm-hmm.
primarily. The
two of the greats.
Probably biggest names. But a lot of other people have gotten their start in Bakersfield, wouldn't you say? Or have, at least the Bakersfield area has contributed to their music, like you say, the country roots.
Yes, that's very definite, Jana, because, well, you got Tommy Collins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tommy was probably underestimated in his songwriting ability, but you know, he's put out some
great
wrote
songs.
Some great songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Berlin Husky
mm-hmm.
never really got a start until he came to Bakersfield, and I had the pleasure of having a backup band behind him,
mm-hmm.
and also we toured, and I was managed the band while we was touring and everything. And Gene Shepherd is another one
mm-hmm.
came along. Dallas Frazier, we discovered Dallas in a talent contest at the Rainbow Gardens.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was just a little bitty tiger. Then, and Ferlin always had this neckerchief around his neck, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he'd take his neckerchief and seesaw it. Well, Wednesday night we were having this here talent contest, and Dallas come out there and entered it, and well, he went right down to the finals and won, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he got this here neckerchief around his neck, sawing it just like Ferlin did his, you know. And
oh, they're dying.
So it's very interesting to see these guys come along like Dallas. Dallas is a good mm-hmm. writer, too, you know.
Yeah, he is.
And just really proud for him.
Right. There are a lot of people who have touched Bakersfield, anyway. And did you keep working? Have you worked pretty much all the time, musically, since you've been in Bakersfield?
Yes, if not full-time, always
mm-hmm.
on a part-time basis. My
and
family is bricklayers
mm-hmm.
all down the line. And I went into the brick contracting business in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the contracting business for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. But I never got away from the music scene.
Yeah.
I'd always have something going on the weekends or something, you know.
And you toured then a lot, too, like with Verlin. You said you toured.
Yeah, we toured quite a bit. And
did you play fiddle for him primarily?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you mentioned Jelly Sanders.
Yeah,
earlier.
Jelly went on a trip with us, and I guess that was probably the most fun I had. Me and Jelly, we just built up a storm. We just really had a ball.
Twin fiddles are really
yeah,
fun.
I love
and
twin
of course,
fiddles.
Jelly is from this area too, isn't he? Or he has been here for quite a while.
He's been here quite a while. Actually, when I first met Jelly, he was living in Porterville.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I was working with Verlin Husky at the time, and Verlin always liked two fiddles.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a fellow by the name of Gene Oldham. Mm-hmm. Which incidentally is still in Bakersfield and a fine musician.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he and I were playing double fiddles, and when we was going on the road on the tours back when Dear John Letter was hot, Verlin and Gene Shepherd did that.
Uh-huh.
Well, Gene didn't want to go on the road, so Verlin asked me if I knew anybody that I could get to play fiddle with me. And I met Jelly one time,
mm-hmm.
but he had a radio show in Delano. I can't think of the station right now, but anyway, I'd heard him play on that, and I could tell by the way he played that we could play double fiddles, you know.
Sure.
So I told him, I said, well, there's this fellow up in Porterville, name of Jelly Sanders,
mm-hmm.
that I could play with if we can get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so at 3 o'clock in the morning, we called Jelly.
Oh, my gosh.
And asked him if he'd like to go on the road mm-hmm. with us, and he says, yeah, he'd be interested because he had just quit the radio station up there, quit that show, and he didn't have anything to do, and mm-hmm. he'd like to go. So anyway,
that started
Jed and I's relationship.
I know you've worked together from time to time since then too, haven't you? And locally?
Yeah, we've got quite a few record sessions for
that's
different people
great.
Together and
yeah.
everything, and then of course Jelly. Every chance he gets, he comes up here, Democrat, and we fiddle up a storm.
I bet.
Have a good day.
How about Jimmy Thomas? And that's another local name that a mm-hmm. lot of people know and associate with country western music.
Yeah, Jimmy has been around Bakersfield a long time. If I can remember correctly, I think he came to Bakersfield in probably 48 or 49.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, he organized a band.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he had been with Governor Jimmy Davis down
right.
in Louisiana, you know. And so I went to work with Jimmy, playing double fiddles with
mm-hmm.
him.
Wow.
There.
And so did he had a TV show then, too, didn't he?
Yeah, Jimmy.
And radio?
Yeah, Jimmy had probably one of the most popular radio shows that was ever in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had several TV shows,
mm-hmm.
and I know of three different shows I worked with him on at three different times, and he done real good.
That kept you pretty busy.
Yeah.
Well, were you around when Buck came to town?
Yes, I was.
Owen?
Yeah, of course, you know, when anybody gets real popular, you can hear a thousand stories,
sure.
You know, about him and everything, but I was working with Jimmy Thomas at the Rainbow Gardens at the time mm-hmm. Buck comes to town. And so the fellow that we had playing guitar for us, it quit.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy was asking me if I knew anybody that played guitar and
mm-hmm.
sang. So it just so happened the night before I had met Buck up at the place they call Mall Scott's, just on South Union up in the Rainbow Gardens.
Uh-huh.
And he was looking for a job, so I told Jimmy about Buck, and so Jimmy says, well, can you get a hold of him? And I says, yeah. I says, I think he's staying over in Aldale with his folks over there. So I went over to Aldale, and Buck had given me his address. And I went over there, and so told Buck that mm-hmm. he could work with us at the Rainbow Gardens that Saturday night.
Okay.
And told him, well, wear a white shirt and a black neckerchief, and that's our band dress, you know.
So that was really his very first job
yes.
in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting to hear all the different people, you know, who
yeah.
have contributed to
yeah.
the
I've
started.
Heard stories that he had worked for that, but I know that was Buck's first job.
Very first one. Well, that started a nice long career, and of course we know that he's done a lot for putting the name Bakersfield in front of the public eye.
Yeah, he's just something else.
Well, then Merle came along pretty soon. Mm-hmm. He was here after Buck, wasn't he? I mean, he came to town after Buck.
Right. Well, I don't know whether Merle came to town after Buck or not. But my acquaintance with Merle came after after that.
On the musical scene, he sort of showed up a little bit later.
Right, And, we worked casual jobs together and what have you. And, you know, the funny thing about it is everybody recognized Merle for the great talent he was, but there was nobody could, but he was kind of lazy. You know, nobody could get him out of bed except Fuzzy Owens. And so that's how Merle come to be on Capitol. Fuzzy has a knack for getting Merle going.
Yeah.
And, so.
Did you ever make that long trek down to L.A. and work on sessions down there? Or
yes.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. We have.
There were. It seems like a lot of the Bakersfield people did do that.
Well, at one time, I'll say all the major studios down there that were recording country come to Bakersfield to get their musicians.
Is that right?
Which speaks very well for Bakersfield.
Right. When people talk about Bakersfield as the music capital of the West, why do you think it's gotten that title, or Nashville West or whatever? Do you think?
Jenna, I think it's due mostly to the fine musicians that's come out of Bakersfield. And, well, like you say, Merle and Haggard and all these guys, and Roy Nichols is such a fine musician. And Bakersfield's produced so many good musicians, so much good talent, that it just couldn't hardly help but get the name. Kind of the way
it seems like it's a well-deserved name, even though it's not as big as Nashville. And the recording, actually a lot of the recording, there isn't as much recording going on in Bakersfield, but it's probably primarily the musicians, like you say.
I think definitely that's what it is,
right?
Because there's just been so many good ones that's come out.
Well, now, what are you doing right now, and what do you plan to do? You have a band out here, and what else are you doing on the musical scene? Just whatever comes up?
Well, right now it's just mostly whatever comes up. And we'll go down and make a recording session once in a while.
Enough to keep you busy.
Yeah, I don't want to get too busy because
you have a nice place up here to enjoy. Really? Mm-hmm. Well, what about the future? Do you have any special plans? Or?
Well, yes and no.
You don't want to commit yourself quite
not,
yet.
Not really right now. I'm going to do some road work with Red Simpson up in Nevada, show work up there with him.
Red's another one who's been around here.
Oh, Red.
Has done very well.
He has done so good. And, you know, Red, of course, I know you know from Buck, in Buck's early career, Red wrote so many of Buck's tunes.
Sure.
His hit tunes. And I think Red is a very much underrated writer.
Well, he's he's coming into his own a little bit more all the time, don't you think?
Yes. First time earlier you heard me mention Moss Scott's on South Union. That's where I first met Red Simpson. He was just a little bitty tiger and had this little shine box. And so he had a little shine stand outside the place, and so had this old guitar. And so he'd sing your song or shine your shoes or anything.
So you've really seen the whole musical scene progress pretty much then in Bakersfield?
Yes, I have.
And do you feel like it's grown? Do you think it's going to continue to grow, or do you think it's about reached its limit?
No, I don't think it's reached its limit at all. Now, I think Bakersfield is probably going along with a trend. I think the style is changing, and I think we're losing our outright country music musician, so to speak. He's going more modern, but after all, it's that way all over the country.
Progressive country,
right?
Right. I think, too, it'll probably continue to grow and just change with the times. But I think Bakersfield is probably on the map for good as Nashville West. I don't think that's going to change very easily.
It's got to be. You know, I don't know of any other town on the West Coast that's any more popular than Bakersfield.
Right.
As far as country music goes.
That's true. Well, we'll look forward to hearing you on a lot of records and hope you make your own. And we really appreciate the time you've given us and all the contributions that you've made to country music in Kern County.
Well, thank you, Jen. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. I couldn't resist this opportunity because Red Simpson just drove by, and so we grabbed him by the collar and brought him in here to say just a few words. Red, how long have you been in Bakersfield?
About a week. I was raised in Bakersfield ever since I was 3 years old.
And how'd you get started in music?
Well, I got started washing cars. I was a lifeguard in a car wash for a long time. And I was kind of raised into it. My whole family was musicians, bunch of bums.
You can tell he's a comedian, too.
Well, I was going to be, but everybody laughed at me. But I kind of grew into it, and I did a hitch in the Navy, and when I got out, I started working with Buck Owen. I wasn't working with him. I just was writing a few songs.
A lot of hit songs. Tell us some of the names of the songs that you remember, you know, as kind of highlights.
I think the first biggest one of that I wrote that got me on the road was Close All the Honky Tonks, which Buck put on an album, and Charlie Walker had a hit sing-along.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seemed that everything just went wild. I was writing so many songs, and I was getting anywhere from 3 to 6 on each album that Buck was recording. And I had a thing called Sam's Place.
Mm-hmm.
And had the other side of that one.
You know, that is still a favorite. Everybody requests that every place we go. They want to hear Sam's Place.
And another two-sided one we had was Kansas City Song, which we had both sides of that. And Buck has recorded about 35 of the songs that I wrote.
And that helped a little.
Yeah, I'm working on 36.
You helped him a lot.
Oh, not really. He didn't need no help.
Oh.
He's a hoss.
He'd be the first one to, you know, thank everybody who's contributed to his success.
Yeah, well, that's what we call him around Bakersfield, Big-Hearted Buck. Some of us call him that. And some of us call him the golfer. Buddy Allen calls him the golfer. I started recording in 66 and went on the road with Buck, and we worked at Carnegie Hall and a lot of big places like Gorman, Lamont, and then I went on the road with Merle Haggard, and then I started on my own. And
what are you doing right now? Some pretty good stuff, but I want you to tell about it.
Well, I got a new record out, Truck Driver's Heaven, which is doing real good.
Real good.
And I'm still writing a lot of songs, and we're fixing to go into Nevada, Oscar Lincoln, his band, and we're going to go over and try to do him a show. And,
I saw a little bit of that tonight, and I'll tell you, that's great.
Well, thank you.
Really great. Besides being able to sing and pick and write songs, you can really make the audience laugh, and that's a lot of good imitations I cracked up at Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash. And
I didn't want to tell you, I play fiddle, too.
Uh-oh.
Doug Kershaw.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I missed out on that. I'll have to hear that next time.
Oscar's been helping me on fiddle, but
more twin fiddles.
Well, what was that thing I was playing? That big one?
Viola.
Viola. I play viola.
Uh-huh.
I don't know a bunch of violas, but this is the first viola, you know. But really, it gives you a good sound. He's got his son playing fiddle, and he plays fiddle, and I play the viola. It gives a good sound. We do stuff like Fly the Bumblebee and Tarzan's Last Swing. stuff that we wrote.
I'll have to hear more about that. I just learned Flight of the Bumblebee myself, and I'll tell you, that was some flight. Well, I'll tell you, we really appreciate your saying a few words to us, and we're all looking for bigger and better things all the time from you. You're really well on the road now, and you've had a long career, outstanding career, and you're really coming into your own now, and I think it's just great, and we're all behind you, and I'm sure all Bakersfield County residents are proud of you. We're glad you're a part of our history, musical history.
Thank you for having us with you, and we enjoy it.
Thank you.